Morning, everyone. If y'all are wondering why I'm a little casual today, it is because the second this call's over, I have to go work out. And also I'm very sinusy today, so y'all have to, I've got tissue sitting here. We went to Chris's family's house yesterday. It's his dad's side. And so he's got two stepsisters, both with kids, one of which has four. They're all grown, well, 15 to like in their 20s. And I remember when the oldest one was he was 9 months old. That was the first time I'd ever met his side of the family. So anyway, we got back late last night. Corinne is not used to going places and doing things at all. And so it has been a little busier this holiday than Corinne. Like, and I'm going to tell you, we don't do near as much as most of y'all, but we don't do a lot. We were talking about last night. We went to our restaurant and to have dinner because we got back so late. And I was like, let's toast, me, Logan, and Chris. And they're like, to what? And I said, surviving the holidays. I was like, we made it. I said, for three people that are homebodies, don't like a lot of visitors, don't really like we just don't really get into the holidays that much. I was like, between the cats tearing the tree up, just having people over and going places and all the things, I was like, we all get a high five for surviving. So anyway, we are very happy that the holidays are over. And I'm looking forward to this Saturday spending the day with all of you. If you are newer to No BS, it is a tradition now. I think this is the fifth year we've done this. We've been doing this for a few years now, where I host a half-day workshop to kick off our new year. All of you as members are invited. You do not have to register. You just have to show up. All you got to do is go to nobswomen.com. Starts at 9 a.m. Central Time. All the information is on nobswomen.com. There is a banner. There should be plenty of things for you to see in order for you to know what's going on. So if you're like, what workshop? What are we doing? I'm a member. I don't know about this. I'm confused. I'm lost. I'm dazed. All you have to do is go log in at nobswomen.com. Look for our December 30th workshop. There should be information just sitting there waiting for you. And then I believe, hang on, let me go to the chat because I can't see. I believe Kathy just put a direct link in there for all of you. That is not giving me the chat. Here we go. If you go to nobswomen.com/course/2024-weight-loss-workshop. If you're listening to this on the thing, Kathy, tell our people, like, we should really start naming these a little bit simpler. They don't just roll off the tongue when you're on a call. But it's on the banner of the homepage and you all can check it out. There is a guide and I will be live teaching all day, taking you through all the things. Also, if you want a free month of No BS, would you like a No BS month on me? All you have to do is go to the website, get your referral code. And if you refer someone to the workshop and they buy it, then you will be getting a free month of No BS. Our little customer service elves will take care of everything behind the scenes in your account to ensure that that happens. But all you have to do is give them your referral code. And when they sign up, if they use your referral code, then you will get a free month of No BS. So tell all your friends, all of you know that there are the women in your circle right now are talking about weight loss. And if you're curious about what you should tell them, because I think sometimes y'all have a hard time saying what we do, just say, this is where you go to lose weight for the last time. If you are tired of stressing out about food, if you are tired of trying to count calories, if you are tired of basically starting the new year, thinking this is my year and that I'm going to radically change into this brand new human who eats and shows up differently in her life and everything gets better, then you should come join us, because what we are going to do are we are going to do it in a reasonable way, in a doable way, and in a long-term way. And so what's going to happen at the workshop is I'm going to lay out a 12-week plan for all of you. You will be creating it as we go through the day. And then when you walk out, all of you should have 12 weeks of things you're going to do each week to help you lose weight. And I want all of you to hear this, because a lot of you, even though you're in No BS, you are going to want to try to change everything. It's like, well, I haven't really been doing the basics. So on day one, I'm going to do the basics. Plus, I'm going to layer in a top of some of my old fucking diet rules and then wonder why I'm not motivated in 4 weeks. We're going to be talking about all of that. What I encourage all of you to do is start the four basics today. Don't teach your brain that you can't do the basics unless it's a kickoff, unless it's Monday, unless it's a certain time. Otherwise, you're just treating no BS like every other diet. And that is a hidden diet rule, which is the theme of this month. We are closing this week out with me talking about these, like, it's kind of like the four phases of change. We're going to talk about the four stages of like your diet mentality and how that it goes away. And so one of the things that you, all of you need to know is that you have to stop teaching your brain that there is a better version of you and a better time to lose weight. We kind of talked about that, I think it was last week, where we talked about the tomorrow thinking that is all laced in tomorrow thinking. One of the best ways, and we do it because we get excited. Like it is not for any reason other than like when we think about like tomorrow, we get hopeful. Like I want you to think about the reason why we do it. It's because in this moment, what I really want is my immediate needs met. I want that desire met right now. So my desire is to eat this cookie. It smells good. It looks good. It's all the things. And I may or may not be doing it for an emotional reason. But the biggest emotion that I'm feeling right now is I want that and I don't want to tell myself no because it's going to taste good. Tomorrow thinking comes in because there's like a small, usually tomorrow thinking comes in because there's a small part of you that's like, you know, you really shouldn't do that. I don't think you planned for that. Like there may be a thousand reasons why tomorrow thinking's coming in the picture. I think tomorrow thinking likes to come in because it knows you want to lose weight. It doesn't want you to lose hope in the moment. It wants you to get the cookie ate. And it's like, I got to come up with a way to get her to do this. And so a lot of times what happens is like, you know what? I'm just going to eat this cookie. I'm going to get this out of my system. Tomorrow, I'm going to do so much better. I'll be doing all my basics tomorrow. Girl, I'll even plan for stuff like this. Like your brain is really good at sexy talk. And so then it's like applying this and that gets you hopeful. That gets you excited. And so you eat the cookie. Well, then you have like a dose of like, I shouldn't have done that afterward most of the time. But the problem that we run into is that tomorrow never comes. Not that perfect version of you who's totally got all the willpower, who's decided she never needs to eat cookies again. Like she's not showing up. She is a fantasy, all of you. She is fantastical as Kelly Severide coming through those doors to rescue me right now and like, girl, you don't need to do this call. Not happening. I wish. Everybody's probably like, who's Kelly Severide? Please, for God's sakes, just Google Kelly Severide so that you can see what bourgeois looks like. Him and Shamar Moore. Those are the two people that, like, I guess it was last year I was all into Shamar Moore. Well, now that I've been watching a different show, now we're on to Kelly Severide. I like, the guy that I always tell y'all about that's the best looking in the world usually coincides with whatever fucking show I'm watching at the time. So anyway, I'm over getting distracted. I'm sitting here thinking, why do I love Kelly and why do I love Hondo so much? Anyway, back to business. So we want to make sure that we are not doing tomorrow thinking. And the way that we undo tomorrow thinking is by doing something simple, which is for all of you who are thinking, Saturday's the day I get my shit together. And then you might not even fuck it eat all week. You may not even tomorrow think it all week long. You may not even be eating like an asshole, but you're just like, you know, I'm not going to start planning until after Saturday. I mean, there's really no sense in doing this whole doable hunger thing until Saturday. There's every every reason to start your four basics today. There's no reason not to. And here's what's interesting for all of you. If you think there's a good reason to not start the basics today, you should really write that down. Because whatever your reason is the king ding dong excuses you're using to say, this is when it's okay to emotionally eat. This is when it's okay to not honor my body. This is when it's okay that my body doesn't know fucking dick. When is that? Because this is how a typical four basics day goes. You wake up. If you are smart, you will have water sitting right next to your bed. Thou shalt not hit the potty until thou have drink a good 6 to 8 ounces. That gets your brain alert. I don't know what these cats just knocked over, but they just crashed something. I don't know what is wrong with these fucking cats. They have barely broke anything this holiday season. In the last 24 hours, it's all of it. Somebody please come take down my Christmas tree. So we are going to drink the water first thing in the morning. That's how we're going to roll. Now that what it does is it kickstarts your brain. When you hydrate first thing, even before you go to the bathroom, it actually gets your brain going. It takes down some of your hunger signals because faux hunger signals will start popping first thing in the morning if you're underhydrated. And you should be dehydrated when you wake up in the mornings because you've not been drinking water all night long. Then we go to the bathroom. I know most of us, if you're like me, we got to hit the potty. So we go do that. And then if you like the coffee, make the coffee. If you do not drink the coffee, go straight to your planner. All of you, if I said, first of all, who has their plan made for the day? I just want to see it. Put in the chat if you've made your plan. Because if you haven't fucking, I haven't said this in a long time. But if you've not made your plan and it is 9:12 in the morning Central Time, which means, I mean, unless you're in some other part of the world and you're here live, then get off the call. And go make a plan. You are wasting your time being here. And when you get done in 3 minutes, you can come back. And in 3 minutes, I'm sure I'll be talking about a cat, so you won't even miss much. But this is the thing, if you're going to do the four basics every day, you've got to make that plan. And I don't care if you don't answer all the questions. A lot of you are like, oh my God, so many questions. I'm like, motherfucker, there's four. You write down your food and I ask you like, what you're grateful for. You know, slap me as a bitch. God forbid I ask your ass to come up with something you're grateful for. I try to keep the questions simple for a reason, because here's the thing. You all got a shitty brain just like me. If you don't look around and think about something that you're grateful for or thankful for, your brain will always just think negative. You have to, like, if you're sick and tired of being depressed, if you are sick and tired of being anxious all the time, if you're sick and tired of worrying about shit, if you're sick and tired of being overwhelmed in life, then teach your goddamn brain to think something different. Stop sitting there and whining that the plan takes too long. That's allowing that part of your brain that's an asshole to take the control of the ship. That is the reason why I asked you that question. It is for no other reason than to, after you've planned your food, that if the rest of the day your brain acts like a freaking turd, you at least had one moment where you had to dig deep and find something you're grateful for. And for most of us, every day we can find something. And then there's a few of us that are going to have rocky times in our life where it is going to feel like there's nothing to be grateful for. Maybe you've lost someone. Be grateful for the time you had. That is healing and soothing for grieving. There, if you are battling cancer right now, Do you have people that love you so much that they are upset? Be grateful that you have people in your life that want you to live. They're all of us. And I'm having Logan finally read this book. Me and him have been talking about this book forever, about reading it together. I read it in my 20s. It was life-changing for me. But if you have a hard time trying to figure out how to feel grateful for something, or you have a hard time thinking that you can think anything you want in any given circumstance, then you should read Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. It is literally a life-changing book. He's one of the first people to really kind of introduce thought work in the way that it was introduced. He was a Holocaust survivor. They killed his entire family. It is a very moving book. It is a hard book to read. It's a short book, which is always beneficial for Corinne, but very moving. And it will give you some perspective. And I was talking to Logan about it yesterday because he was telling us, and y'all will appreciate this. He was just kind of talking about how I asked him, did he think he was ADHD? Like, I've been kind of reading about all the different ways that ADHD manifests and things like that. And he thinks he might be because he has a really hard time with focus. Like, he just says, like, I sit there, I try really hard, but my brain likes to think about a lot of things all at one time. And I said, well, I think that's fine. I think we just need to figure out, like, if we think that's the problem, we just need to figure out ways that work best for you to be able to work. And he said, well, when I get frustrated, it's because I'm sitting and I'm thinking I should be able to focus better. Like, I should be able to do this. Spoonie can do this. I can't do this. And so we just kind of got to talking about it. And I said, well, Logan, I think the biggest problem isn't that you can't focus. I said, that's just like maybe a legit fact. So the biggest problem you have right now is you're being awful hard on yourself about it, rather than opening up to being curious about it and figuring out how this makes you unique and what we can do about it. And so as we were talking about it, he just said, it's just so hard not to think those things. And I said, I know, but I think it's time for us to read this book, because one of the things that Viktor Frankl says in there is like, either the only or one of the last freedoms of man is the freedom of your thought. Like, they can take away your freedom. They can take away your family. They can take away your life. Like, there's all these things that can be taken away from you at any given moment, which, it's kind of scary. But at the end of the day, the way you choose to think is completely yours. It is your one area of control in life. It is the one thing unique to you. And I think a lot of us don't take that. We're not grateful for it. We act like we can't control our mind. And I will tell all of you the truth. And I am writing the body image camp stuff right now, which, for God's sakes, if you're coming to camp, especially body image, there's still some spots open for the in-person. The other one's sold out, but for the May in-person, there's still in-person spots available. This is the cheapest we've done it. Like, prices are going up December 31st. If you're going to want to come and get a big discount, like get a discount, now's the time to sign up, because then we start like bumping the prices up in the new year. So, with that out of the way, one of the things that I'm really going to drive home there is you cannot control the thoughts that will come into your head, but you always have control over how much you choose to believe them, if you're going to act from them, if you're going to keep them, if you're going to work on changing them, if you're going to pivot in the moment. That is all on you. You have total control over that. If you don't like how you're thinking, then learn how to relax your nervous system. Learn how to have thoughts in your back pocket that you feel are equally as true for when those come up. Poke holes in things in your journal so that when those thoughts do come up, your brain also has other thoughts it could access in that moment when needed. That is all in your control. All of it. And we forget that. We spend so much time hating our automatic thinking, wishing it would go away, blaming it for how we're acting. Like when I say, like all of you who said, you know what? I am a tomorrow thinking girl. Guess what? You no longer get to be one anymore. For all of you that stepped in the shit and typed in the chat, I do tomorrow thinking, you are not that person anymore. Because the moment you recognize you're someone is the moment you have the control not to be her. Which means that every single time you want to kick it off to tomorrow and be like, oh, that's that tomorrow thinking Corinne talked about. Now I don't have to do that. And now I have a choice. I'm either going to act in my best interest or I'm not. Like sometimes when we start spotlighting those moments and we start highlighting the truth, it is a lot easier to make a better choice when you're spotlighting and telling the truth. Like if I want you to think about if you're a tomorrow thinker, if you were to think every single time, that bitch is never coming. I'm going to want these cookies just as much tomorrow as I want them right now. There's no getting out of my system. I've only done this like 5,000. I like this is what I love about y'all. Like I'll say, do you believe you can lose weight? And you're like, well, I failed so many times in the past. Wah, wah, wah. We cherry pick the failures that matter, and then we gloss over the ones that don't. I love how so many of you will say, I can't lose weight because of in my past, I regained. This thing happened in my past. This diet failed me in the past. Then when it comes to tomorrow thinking, you know what you do when it comes up? Tomorrow I'm gonna be so better. Where's the voice in the like it's like those it's like watching one of those murder documentaries where it's like, you know, Susan said, tomorrow's gonna be so much better. And then the music comes in and the lights go down is like, the truth is, tomorrow was no better. Susan did it like she did the last 430 times she ate her fucking face off. Where's that voice? Y'all need to turn on your Dateline voice. The moment tomorrow thing it comes in the room, be like, that day's never coming. Ever. I've got 432 times that I said I'd do better tomorrow and I didn't. Why do I think that's going to be better today? It's not. It's a broken lie. It is just a lie. Just like when you try to say you can't lose weight because you failed in the past, it's also a lie. The only thing that you need to tell yourself in that moment is the only people who've ever lost their weight. Where they had loads and loads of failures stacked, every one of them. Every one of them, including me. I had dieted all my life. Nothing said that I would be able to do it. I didn't even think I could do it. I was my biggest naysayer. And so, what I had to do is like what many of you do. I had to decide, you know what? Day by day, I'm going to figure this out. It does not matter what happened in my past. What matters is how do I show up fucking today? That matters more than anything. Y'all, excuse me. Obviously, no one in my house can hear the doorbell, but the cleaning people are here. Let me go let them in. Just kills me. Kills me. It's like I have other humans living in this house and didn't nobody hear the damn doorbell. Oh. Do you see this face? This is my perturbed face. All right. So at this point, I'm going to control my mind and know that I'm teaching. And guess what I don't get to do? Just like I teach all of you, you do not get to sit in your shitty diaper. Like, I will tell you right now, I am annoyed as fuck. And this is so interesting because a lot of you act like when you're annoyed, disappointed, angry, upset, like there's nothing that you can do about it other than eat. Now, could y'all imagine if right now, if I said, I'm so fucking pissed at Chris. Let me go and get me some ice cream. And then can we just talk about it while I eat? It would be a no. This is a good example of when you can be annoyed, when you can be upset, when you can be all kinds of stuff. And guess what y'all do? Y'all usually go about life. You just have certain days and times where you decide that's no longer an option. And now it's intolerable. It's like, no, just fucking go on with your evening. If you are tired, go to bed. And if you don't want to go to bed and you want to watch TV, then tell yourself the truth. I am tired. I want to watch TV. I don't have to eat while I do it just because I have every other night. If you are lonely and disconnected, then sit there and connect to yourself. Be there for yourself. Tell yourself this sucks, whatever it is that you need to do, but you don't have to eat over it. And some of you, I think what you need to do is just sometimes tell yourself those thoughts. Just like, here's how I'm feeling right now. I don't have to eat over it. All right. Let me go to what we are actually going to talk about today. Somebody asked, what did Chris get me for Christmas? Well, what did Chris get me for Christmas? Oh, he re-gifted something. I will just like everyone to know. He got me this picture frame last year that you plug, like I don't know, you do something and you tell it which picture's on your phone, and then it like rotates the things. It's like a real high quality one. We got it for me for last year and never set it up. So this year he gave it to me again. And I was like, I looked at it and I was like, oh, this is nice. And he said, so I have to be real honest. I gave this to you last year and never set it up. So this year, I'm giving it to you again with the promise that by the end of the week, I'll have it set up. I was like, thanks, babe. And then I got this makeup case that I've been wanting. I will post that in the Facebook group because I think everybody will want to have it. It is not cheap, but it's got like an LED light. You can take it with you. It's hard cased. Like for all of you who are makeup divas like me, it's a good one. Once I get all my makeup set up in there for travel, I'll take a picture of it and post it in the Facebook group. And I got this, it's called Higher Dose. So y'all know I have the Higher Dose sauna blanket. I got their infrared mat. So I'm really working this year for all of you. Like when you're thinking about your 2024, and I know a lot of you, it's weight loss oriented. It's like, you know, changing your health, all that kind of stuff. My health is a big priority next year. I have already been working on it this year. I didn't feel good this year. Like for over a year, I was really complaining about being extremely tired. I have to make myself like drag myself through work days and stuff like that. And very much unlike me, had a lot of blood work done. Like I have literally had every test done, and it came down to a couple things. I started working with a hormone coach. I believe she was either on the podcast already or will be on the podcast soon, Dr. Anna Garrett. And I've started some supplements with her. They're helping some, but I have like cut out a lot of my cardio. I almost only exclusively walk now. I try not to do hard cardio anymore because it really does a number on me. But I lift a lot of weights now. Lifting weights heavy tends to work better, so I do that. But I really want to get my health in line. So, oh, I got a new Oura ring because, like an asshole, my old one, I wore it when I lifted weights so much that it looked like something a hobo would wear. So I finally told Chris, I was like, I need a new Oura ring, and I live by this thing. So I got a new one of those. But my health is a big priority in 2024, and that is really something I want all of you to think about. It's like I answered this question the other day. In fact, me, Logan, and Chris yesterday, I feel like all I'm doing is chatting with y'all today. Like some of y'all may be like, this sucks. You should teach us something. But let me tell you this story, and then we will get on to the official teaching of the day. And that is we were driving. We had like a 90-minute drive to get to where we needed to go. And I said, what all do we want to leave behind in 2023? Like, what are some of the things that we want to leave behind? And we all answered. Logan's was, he wanted to leave behind. There's a guy that he watches on YouTube that he's obsessed with that he always thinks he wants to be like him. And this guy, I forget what his name is, Charlie somebody. He drives around and he will go to like almost like dangerous parts of town and video himself like shopping. Like it's the most stupid thing. And he, Charlie Bo, I think is his name. And then so Logan was thinking about going to gas stations and filming himself in gas stations. Like he is fascinated by like old country gas stations, which we passed so many last night. And he decided that he wanted to leave his desire to be like Charlie Bo in the past. He was like, you know, after reflection, I just don't know how safe it. He asked us on the way there, do I look intimidating? Because Charlie Bo is a big ex-cop. And I said, no, you do not look intimidating, baby. And he's like, well, then I'm going to leave behind in 2023 wanting to be like Charlie Bo because one thing he's got going for him is he looks intimidating. I don't think people would mess with him. I was like, all right, good. So for me, one of the things I'm leaving behind is saying yes to things I shouldn't be saying yes to. I spent 2023 when I did a big long look at my calendar and my commitments to y'all, my business membership, our restaurant, my family, all the things. Last year, not only did I do all of that, but when I committed to other things to help out other people's businesses, like just doing things, like random things, I never took anything off my plate last year. And I had a 3 month run at one point that was pretty scary for me, just in terms of I felt so bad. There were days that I was going to bed crying because I was just tired, overwhelmed, and things like that. And so, and I don't always share a lot of that with y'all. And I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm not like going down the toilet or nothing. I'm smart enough to catch when these things are happening. And so I'm leaving that behind, which means the next question that we asked was we needed to figure out who do we have to be in 2024 to be that person. And so one of the things that Logan said was that he was going to have to be someone who found new hobbies. Because his he wants to, his major goal for 2024 is to make friends. He feels very lonely and he really wants to make friends. And so he, like Chris got him a book for Christmas that talks about like how do you start conversations, like just the basics of friendly conversations and finding friends and stuff. And so he was like, I have to be someone that finds more, I think he said mainstream hobbies, that a lot of his hobbies he thinks. He said it was so sad. He said, I just think it makes me weird. I think it makes me odd and people can't relate to me. And we talked to him about, well, a lot of this makes you unique, baby. Like, don't be throwing away all of it. I was like, the stuff that you're interested in, like we find it funny. We find it unique. Like it's kind of fun. I was like, you will find your people. I said, but it doesn't also hurt to develop some more mainstream interests. So, because that makes it easier to get into conversations. So that's what he's working on next year. And then for me, I want better health. I want to go into my 50s feeling 100% better than I felt this last year. In order to be the person who does that, I have to become someone who says no. And it's not being okay with it. That's eventually who I need to become. Because I really thought about this. I'm going to have to be the kind of person who says no and feel like I'm disappointing people in the beginning. Because that's going to be the knee-jerk reaction. I'm going to think I'm disappointing people. I'm going to think I'm letting people down. Like that is going to be my swan song. And in order, like, the intellectual side of me knows this is the best thing for Corinne. And the like, I can make arguments for why it'll be better for other people, all that kind of stuff. But in the moment, it will not feel that way. So I have to be the kind of person who can feel like they're disappointing people and still follow through. So for all of you, As you're getting ready for the workshop this weekend and you're thinking about what would I like to leave behind in 2023? What am I going to want to like go after in 2024? And who do I need to become? Those are three really good questions to be asking yourself because it's not always what we think. So like some of you wrote, you want to leave your overeats behind in 2023. Like, who do you have to be in 2024? You're gonna have to be someone who can feel deprived and be okay with it. Because most overeats, when you do not do it, the first phase of you is probably going to be feeling deprived, even when you intellectually know you're not. But emotionally, it will feel very real. Are you willing to go through that for yourself? And this is the questions we have to be asking ourselves. So, we will be, what were the questions? I just made these up. So I hope Kathy was typing them down because literally I just making them up and we made them up in the car yesterday. It's like, what do I want to leave behind in 2023? Who do I need to become in 2024 in order to do that? And then just basically, what is it that you want to like, what is your like priorities next year? Like in terms of your goals and stuff. My big priority next year is to feel really good. Like health is going to be number one. Y'all are going to be number two. And then number three will be my family. And I will just say, I can put my family at number three. Because we're very self-sufficient. They don't need to be my number one, and they never feel bad if they're not. We just have a really good like way of talking about it. And it doesn't mean I want for all of you to think about it. Like putting my health number one doesn't make them suffer. I'm totally down with that. Like no one suffers because I'm making sure that I feel better. That I'm taking care of myself. That's like the lie that I had to quit telling myself. It's like no one started suffering. It wasn't like I was making my family eat different or do anything different. So let me go back to how you do the four basics starting today, because I did forget to finish that story. You make that plan first thing in the morning. If you don't want to answer the questions, guess what? Use your phone, pull up your notes app. And just type in what you're going to eat for the day. No excuses. None. I would make that a no excuse policy. Whether you follow it or not, you owe it to yourself to spend 2 to 3 minutes each day. Like if you truly want to lose weight, you owe it to yourself to decide ahead of time what you're going to eat. So the tired version of you, the deprived version of you, the guilty version of you, the stressed version of you, all the versions of you who are going to try to eat anything that they can should not be making the decisions. They have to have guidance. That is why we make a 24-hour plan. We want to not make her have one more thing on the plate. Most of you who are stressed, busy, tired, all those kind of things, why would you not make a plan? Why do you want to put more on her plate? Why do you want to force her to have to think about what to eat? Why do you want to force her to make good decisions in the moment she feels rotten? Don't do it to her. Set her up for success. And then the other parts are just easy. No one knows about it. Before you put something in your fucking mouth, ask, am I hungry? If you are not hungry and you have no good reason to eat it, and I mean a good reason. Like this morning, I was not hungry for my breakfast, but I was like, I'm not gonna have enough energy to work out after this call. Like at 10 o'clock, then I'm going to be hungry and needing to work out. That sucks. So I was like, we're gonna go ahead and eat. Plus, I got all my vitamins here. They have to be taken with food. That's a good reason to eat when you're not hungry. No one's getting overweight because they're trying to eat to make sure that they can do a really good workout. No one is gaining weight because they need to eat a little something to be able to take their medication. That is not our problem. If you think that's your problem, come talk to me. The rest of it is like, If you are eating, then just eat slower. Use your non-dominant hand. Force yourself to have to think through, have I had enough? And if you've had enough physically, then be there emotionally for yourself when you want to keep eating. Just be like, this isn't me emotionally wanting to keep going. And I'm going to be there for her. I know she wants to eat more. I know she thinks she should eat more. But I'm going to be there for her. That is all you got to do to lose weight. So we don't need to wait for tomorrow, y'all. And that is just literally how the basics go every day. They don't take tons of time. They don't take a lot of preparation. I'm not asking you to spend hours in the gym. I'm not even asking you to cook. You can do the four basics with Uber Eats. I eat Uber Eats a lot. I eat out a lot. All the places that I eat out, we're very routine. We have very few restaurants we even go to anymore. I know exactly what to eat in every one of those situations. So if I end up there, that's just what I get. I made that decision months ago. So all of you can do it. All right. Let's talk about this is an next month, just for all of you, because you're probably wondering, like, all right, this is the last week of the diet mentality series, which we have put inside of your This Month at No BS if you want to watch all the replays. Next month, we're moving into the Hunger Games Challenge. So, when we wrap the workshop this Saturday, I always love to kick y'all off the new year in a good way. So, we are playing the Hunger Games all next month, which means every week you're going to be getting a new challenge for how to challenge doable hunger or enough so that we get really good at it. And then all of my Wednesday calls will be all about it. So, January 3rd, we're going to talk about the three things you need to know about waiting for hunger. These are three newer things that we need to know about waiting for, like, why is it that sometimes we get triggered to panic and cause it like hunger to be an emergency? We're going to talk about the three big things that typically get in the way of people who are have a hard time with waiting for hunger. Then on January 10th, we're going to do a stopping at enough deep dive. We're going to talk more about what goes on for us at stopping at enough and things that we can do. It's not just about the halftime method. It's not just about eating with your non-dominant hand. We're going to really talk about why stopping at enough tends to be so hard for some of us and what we can do about it. Then we are going to, on the 17th, I'm going to give you the secret to making a doable plan so that, for a lot of you have like misconceptions about that doable plan. So we're going to really talk about the power of the decision ahead of time, which I have been talking a little bit about. Decisions ahead of time are simply just taking the decision out of what to eat out of the hand of the person who's at their emotional bandwidth. We don't want her having to decide. Then we are going to pave the path to weight loss. I'm going to show you, I believe we're going to be rolling out the brand new discovery worksheet that week. We have updated it. It's very exciting. I did the first big pass, and then Julie and Lizzie, they were the ones who kind of finalized it and brought it home. So our team has been working really hard on it for a few weeks. And so I think that is the call that we're going to roll out the brand new discovery worksheet. And I think you all will find it a lot easier too, a lot simpler. Then we're going to have on the 31st a big ass action watch party. So we are going to watch big ass action because that is what we will be rolling into in February. So during January, we are going to set our goals, get our 12-week plan done at the workshop, and then we're going to focus in on doable hunger and planning. We're just going to drive home the basics really hard all month long. And then, about the time when most people are quitting their diets and most people are running out of steam and stuff, we are going to do a month of taking big ass action so that we can kind of get you over the hump of normal, like hedonic conditioning. So, if you don't know what that is, it means that when something's brand new, we condition ourselves to it to eventually it doesn't feel new anymore. Our brains are supposed to normalize things so that we're not overly excited all the time. Like, Buddy the Elf. A lot of y'all want to feel like Buddy the Elf the entire time you're trying to lose weight. You're just like, ah. It's like, y'all, come on. We can't be buddy all the time when it comes to losing weight. So you normalize to it and you're not like that anymore. But then y'all think it's a big fucking problem. And it's like, it's not a problem. So what we want to do is we want to transition from when you're highly motivated and you're really excited into sustainable energy that carries you through. Because you shouldn't need to be a crackhead in order to lose weight. All right. Last thing we want to talk about is moving beyond our diet drama for good. I took the four phases of change and I flipped them around to the phases of unwinding your diet mentality. This literally comes from the hierarchy of competence. So don't let those big words throw you because I am fixing to explain all of it. But the reason why I want to teach you this is because I think a lot of you have like this overarching thought, which is, if I have diet mentality, I can't lose weight. My diet mentality stops me from losing weight. If I didn't have diet mentality, I would be losing weight. Your diet mentality is not stopping you, preventing you, or doing dick to your weight loss journey. Unless you are in phase one. In phase one, which none of you should be after this month, is called the unconscious ignorance phase. I like to call it the wrong intuition phase. So, this is where, when you are steeped in diet mentality, you don't realize that you even have it. You're like, what? These are diet rules? I just thought we were supposed to eat low carb. What? It's a diet rule that Oreos are bad? Like, a lot of you come into the program and you don't really know that you've had diet rules. And it's very enlightening when we start talking about it. People start going like, oh, wow. So this phase, a lot of you, when you come to No BS, you start in, but you move quickly through as you're listening to No BS. Here's your next best action when you find yourself like finding diet rules. You want to do what you've learned from me. You probably don't trust yourself yet. So I want you to put your trust in us. So what that means is if you can't believe you can lose weight, then I want you to ask yourself, if I don't believe I can do it, can I at least believe Corinne will teach me things that will help me? If you can believe that, that is all you need to believe. You do not have to believe in you, but you can always try to believe in me. You can try to believe in the program. Because a lot of you, it's really easy for you to believe, like, well, I might not be able to do it. I have failed so many times. All these things keep coming in, but I do believe I'm here. I do believe a lot of what Corinne says resonates. Maybe I will lose weight if I just keep plugging along. For a lot of you, that is a great place to be. And then we go into phase two. So we come in, we're like ignorant as fuck. We don't know that we have diet mentality, all the things. Like, we just don't know what we don't know. Phase two comes along. It's called the conscious incompetence. This is where we're like wrongly analyzing everything. So, you know your diet rules. You intellectually get that you got diet rules. You really like intellectually understand it. You hear them. It's almost like they're popping up everywhere like whack-a-mole, but you believe everything you think. Everything that you're finding is like your big thought that you will say to me is, but it's true. But it's true. But it feels so true. And that's normal. That is so normal. Even the basics will almost feel like diet rules. You'll think stopping at enough is like a diet rule. It will feel threatening and hard and punishing. Just like if you had to stop at 1500 calories. And this is a very normal phase. And this is where I see a lot of you kind of get stuck. It's like you're so worried that your diet rules are real and that they're true. And that if you do it my way, that you'll fail, that you don't do anything. You don't do your diet rules and you don't do the basics. So you get really stuck. So here's your next best action if you are in this phase. You remind yourself of what's real and what's imagined. So when your diet rules come in and it feels really true, you just gently remind yourself, okay, I have done some work on this. This feels true, but it's not true. It like just sometimes telling yourself, it just feels really true is so helpful. Like it breaks loose just a little. It's like, I don't need to believe anything else is true. I don't need to argue with this thought yet. I don't need to try to con myself or convince myself or feel like I'm lying to myself. I just need to remind myself there was a version of me who journaled. There's a version of me who listened to a call. There's a version of me that at one point when she wasn't in the height of her emotions, thought this might not be as real as I'm imagining it is right now. That is a great place for a lot of you to be. I think a lot of you want to just come up with brand new, like if your diet rule is Oreos are bad and you want to, I guess, think in the middle of it, Oreos are fine. Everyone should be able to eat them. But that feels threatening. That is not a good thought. That may be an aspirational one, but in that moment, it's not a good thought because it feels so threatening and so fake. But telling yourself, like when you say Oreos are bad, telling yourself, there was a version of me who questioned this. There's a version of me that wrote about this the other day, and she is redefining how she thinks about food. So I could be wrong about this right now. It just feels true. Great place to be again. We feel relief. We feel a little bit better. We kind of get a little whiff of consciousness going on. Now, the third phase is conscious competence. So now what happens is we're going to move into what we call right analysis. We are going to notice our diet thinking. We are going to hear it. And instead of thinking it's true, when you hit this phase, you already believe that it's just something you think. Even if you feel deprived, even if you feel the things, there's also a part of you in that moment who is like, this isn't true. And you actually do believe that. And so when you're in this phase, you debunk it with a new thought that you've already worked on. So when we move to this phase, it's like Oreos are bad. And in this phase, it would feel legit and right to say, hey, Oreos are not bad. I just want one right now. There's nothing wrong with me for wanting one. I'm not going to have one. But it isn't because I can't. And it isn't because they're bad. It's only because I agreed that I was going to start eating Oreos when I fully could enjoy them. When I would not feel guilty afterwards. So I want to make sure I get them on my plan for tomorrow. Because if I want them today, I will likely want them tomorrow. That is the conscious competence phase. And every bit of that conversation feels true. But I want you to notice, nowhere in these phases has urges gone away. They just don't. You're going to want shit for the rest of your life. We just want to get better at wanting. We just want to get more equipped with the wanting. We want to be able to be stronger when we have wanting. We don't need wanting to go away. The only reason why you would ever want wanting to go away is because you have a shitty fucking thought about it. Like, it's too hard for me. Eventually, you learn how to not make it so hard. I promise. When you go through these phases. So, the next best action when you are in this phase is to remind yourself that old thinking, it's not going to stop for a long time, and that's okay, because I'm winning by pivoting. I'm winning because I'm hearing it and I'm giving myself equal airtime to another way of thinking that feels equally as true. The last phase is unconscious competence. This is where we have the right intuition going along with things. So your diet thinking comes up. But it doesn't take a lot of work to push past it. You quickly are just like, oh yeah, I always do that. Moving on. Like, I always want a cookie after a bad day, but it's time to make dinner. Like, you just move on. And it's because you have pivoted that thinking. You've changed the relationship with all of the wanting and the urges and the desires. You've allowed yourself to not judge that you still want things. Because you've done all that, this phase comes along. And this is the phase we want to be in, where it's like, we have wants and desires. And we want to easily tell ourselves, we're not going to have that right now. And that's okay. It's not a big deal. Just like yesterday when we went to Wendy's. I don't know if I told y'all this, but on the way to, it was a long day. But we had not ate, and we were coming back because it's a real where we go, it's way out in the country. It's a gravel road that goes down a valley and a ravine. And so you've really got to be on your A game when you're driving, or I mean, it's dangerous, say the least. And I told Chris, because I have to drive because I get car sick, I was like, we have to leave before sundown. I cannot drive up that hill at all when the sun's out. I mean, when the sun's down. So we knew that we would be leaving right before dinner was served because they weren't planning to eat until 5, and we had to leave at like 4:20. So we had left late in the morning. So I grabbed a couple of protein waffles and ate them. Then the boys were starving on the way, so we stopped at Wendy's. They both got Son of Baconator, whatever the hell that is. I hadn't even heard of it. There was Baconator, Pretzel Baconator, Son of Pretzel, or Son of Baconator. So they got the Son of Baconator with French fries and all the things. And I'm sitting in the car, and I am telling you, my brain was like, my first thought was, ooh, I haven't had like fast food French fries in forever. And they were hot. You could smell the hotness. And my brain was like, ask Chris for some. Like, just have a few. It won't hurt. Like, you didn't have much breakfast. And I literally just sat there and was like, hey, we're just gonna smell the French fries. They smell delicious. Enjoy the smell. You don't need any French fries. I would not have felt better eating a few French fries. Like, was eating a few French fries the end of the world? No. But you know what it is? It's also not super satisfying. Three or four French fries were never gonna change my life. They were only gonna make an urge in that moment go away. That was it. It wasn't like I was going to be like, I am so proud of myself for these three or four French fries. This is a game changer in my life. And if it's not going to be a game changer, I'm not wasting my time with it. And so I literally did this. I was like, I wonder what it, like the whole time the boys are just eating, I thought, I wonder what it'd be like to just really smell French fries and try to enjoy the smell of it. Instead of thinking I need to eat it. And so I did. I just did it a few times because I was sitting there thinking, we all light candles all the time because we enjoy the smell. I was like, well, maybe I can just enjoy the smell of the food and just be like, yeah, they smell great. And if I ever want some Wendy's French fries, I will go get me some. But I did not plan for them. I did not want to be the person who ate fast food French fries, even if it's only three or four, simply because they smelt good in the moment. Those are the thousands and thousands of tiny decisions that we make over and over and over again that add up to becoming that person you ultimately want to be. If you want to leave your overeats behind in 2023, you've got to become someone who says, it is not worth, like, four French fries is not worth it. I don't want to be the person who makes excuses. Somebody's like, what did you eat at Wendy's? I actually ended up not eating. Like, I had gotten a chili and a baked potato. And of course, I literally, y'all, I can't drive. If I drive, I throw up. Like, I just am terrible. Like, I get so car sick. And so by the time we got there, Chris brought my potato and chili in. half the family, there was like 25 people, half the family was there. They were going crazy, like hugging. Y'all know how I love hugs. They were hugging and talking and whatnot. And I mean, Chris just put my food in the fridge, and then I never thought about it again. I did drink my water all day. We brought our water with us. And then when we left, he got my food back out. Well, he didn't heat it up. And so we had about a 90, hour and 45 minute drive back home. And I know that sounds crazy because I'd only had those two protein waffles. I really wasn't trying to like starve myself or anything, but I didn't want to eat cold fucking food in the car. And when we were leaving, I also didn't want to heat the food up because they were all getting ready to sit down for Christmas dinner. And this is just one of those small moments in life where I am like, you are not going to die. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to be fucking hungry all the way home. And I was fucking hungry all the way home. I was pretty hungry. But then when we got home, we just went straight to our restaurant. I got what I always get. I actually got our popcorn shrimp salad. Logan got the grilled chicken salad. I either get popcorn shrimp salad, grilled chicken salad. There's another burger that I get. Sometimes I sub it with chicken. We have nachos, but I had not planned nachos. I wanted to eat nachos this weekend, so I did not get nachos. So, but anyway, that was just like, it's like one of those things. You can get to the unconscious competence phase, y'all. And when you get there, you're just not judging your thinking anymore. You're just hearing all of the thoughts, all of the urges, and all you're doing is just easily pivoting now, dismissing them. Sometimes you don't even have to think new things. You're just like, ah, oh, that's just an urge. And you just go. And that's what I want for all of you. But you can't get there unless you go through the other phases. First, we got to figure out what is our diet thinking. Second, we got to be with it and just know that that's diet thinking without even trying to believe new stuff. Third is you got to hear it. And then we're pivoting and we are telling ourselves new things that feel very true. Just as true as the other because we've worked on it. And then fourth, your brain eventually sends up those things and it's almost like it's all become automatic. I send up an urge. I also send up a don't give a fuck attitude, or I send up a thought that you can use because I've noticed that you've been doing that for a long time. And when you get to that stage, the next best action for you is to really give yourself credit. So for my girls that get going in their weight loss, a lot of you wonder, like, how is it that I was doing so good? And then kind of like suddenly I revert or whatever. I think one thing that happens is you're not giving yourself enough credit for all the small things that are changing along the way. We kind of get too tied up in just how much we weigh and how much we're losing. And we kind of like just get into the habit of doing things. And I want you to stay really conscious on making sure that you highlight when you're winning. I think that's really important. So when you start noticing a diet thinking thought and you pivot it and you change it, give yourself a high five for that. Tell yourself, good job. This is what's required to lose weight. Like for a lot of you, the best way to debunk a lot of diet thinking is that when you say no to an urge, or when you do like the little things, like a discovery worksheet, you get an aha or whatever. In those moments, you have to say, like, this is what weight loss is. These moments are weight loss. These moments matter. It's not the scale that matters as much as these moments, because 1,000 little moments like this, I will lose all the weight I want forever. But I got to have a lot of little moments like this. It's not big ass changes. It's not 180s. It's not tomorrow thinking. It's none of that stuff. It's the small moments adding up, adding up, adding up every single day. It's the little moments you catch yourself talking better to yourself, encouraging yourself instead of beating yourself up. It's saying no to something when you really want it and it feels like but you do it anyway. It's waking up the next day being proud of yourself. Like, don't ever say, I got through that night. Say, I'm so proud of you because it's not easy. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be thinking about. All right, everybody, that is it for the day. If you want, you can do me a solid. Go over to the Facebook group and share with me. Just tag me in Facebook. Like, what's changed for you this month? Is like, if there's, is there one thing you learned this month that you're like, this was good. I want to carry this through into 2024 because then that will help other people make sure that they watch these lessons. All right. Y'all have a good one. It is time to work the legs. It's leg day here in the great state of Tennessee. Bye, y'all.